Welcome to Breadbox Media's News Out of the Box for Thursday, April 6, 2017. I'm Joe Lerza. President Trump's border wall will not stretch all the way from the Gulf of Mexico to the Pacific Ocean. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly said yesterday, for the first time, putting some limits on the length of the barrier that he's beginning to build. It's unlikely we will build a wall or physical barrier from sea to shining sea, Mr. Kelly told the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, which has been probing advances in border security and Mr. Trump's proposed wall. Prototype designs for the wall were due Tuesday night, and the next step is for the government to pick out winners and have them build test sections, which Homeland Security officials will test to see whether they can withstand breach attempts and deter climbers. The department asked for prototypes to be 30 feet high, but Mr. Kelly said he's not sure what the eventual size will be nor what it'll look like. Mr. Kelly said because he doesn't know what the wall will look like nor how much will be built, he can't predict the cost. But he shot down speculation that the entire southwest border would be blocked. Mr. Trump suggested during the election campaign last year that the wall would go along the border, but Mr. Kelly said he's sure the president will take his recommendation. The Masters began today at the Augusta National Golf Club. The Masters is famous for its strict and seemingly archaic rules, and if Masters Chairman Billy Payne is to be believed, one of their most notorious rules is not changing anytime soon. Among the famous rules of Augusta National is the strict no cell phone policy. During Payne's introductory press conference prior to this year's Masters, he was asked about the future of the policy and was adamant that it will never change on his watch. Payne says cell phones are not appropriate, that their noise is an irritation to the players. He also said the dialing and the loud conversations are a distraction to the golfers and course officials. Payne's stance should not come as a surprise. The governing board has always been obsessed with the presentation of the tournament, including their famous azaleas, the white junipers for caddies, the prohibition of running among patrons, and even the minimal number of commercials that are allowed during the television broadcast. Despite seemingly being behind the times, it's hard to argue with the attention to detail, as the beauty of Augusta National is much of what makes the Masters so great. Illegal immigration across the southwest border is down more than 60% so far under President Trump, officials revealed Tuesday, even before the first new agent is hired or the first mile of his promised border wall is constructed. Mr. Trump took a victory lap over the record reductions in illegal crossovers, saying he's already saving Americans jobs by preventing them from having to compete with unauthorized workers. Testifying to the committee in a first hearing Tuesday, former Border Patrol Chief David Aguilar said the percentage may even be higher than Mr. Trump teases. Compared with 2016, Aguilar said apprehensions on the southwest border were down 67% through March. Here's a Walmart tip that could save you money the next time you shop there. They have a definite price tag system. If a price ends in 7, such as $5.97, it's typically the original price. Items ending in a 5 have been discounted once. Items ending with a 1 are at their final markdown price. If there are plenty of items in stock and the price ends with a 5, you might want to wait a bit to see whether the price comes down again. The good news is, if you don't feel like remembering the code, Walmart also offers price protection. If you bought an item in the store and that same in-store item drops in price within the week you buy it, all you have to do is show the receipt to customer service within a week. That's your Redbox Media News Out of the Box. I'm Joe Lerza, reminding you to always think out of the box.